So do you ever turn anything down? Is there ever a book that comes along you think, no, I'm not the one for this?
Yeah, that does happen. And also because I'm now, you know, this wasn't the case for many years, but I'm now in the position where I get offered more books than I can possibly translate. Just because, it takes a certain amount of time and there's only so many you can do.
Now, you've also translated classics. You've translated books like Siddhartha, and you've translated The Metamorphosis, and you've also translated more contemporary writers such as Jenny Erpenbeck, for example. What do you like better? Do you like working with living authors, or how do you consult with them if they're around? How does that work for you?
I love working with the living authors because, you know, if I'm reading a Robert Walser sentence and I just don't understand what's going on in it, or one by Hesse or Kafka, I can't call them up and say, help. Whereas, you know, the living author, you know, Jenny Erpenbeck and Yoko Tawada in particular, I've been working with for a long time, and I have a working relationship with them, so I can get in touch with them and talk to them about the books and about sentences that I'm, you know, having trouble with. You know, a lot of times a writer will write something that's a little ambiguous, and the ambiguity works. And sometimes ambiguity tends not to translate well. Often there can be a sentence that's a little ambiguous in the original, and when you translate it, you wind up having to come down on one or the other side of how to read it, and it becomes less ambiguous than the original. That happens a lot, and then, you know, it's important to make sure that you know in which direction the author wants it to lean.
Well, and I think that would be fun. I think it would be so much fun to talk to them about what they actually meant. But on the other hand, you must feel this deep satisfaction that a lot of the books you've translated are now the accepted editions, the ones that are taught.
Yeah, it totally thrills me if I hear that somebody, you know, is reading my Metamorphosis in a class. That just makes me so proud and happy because, you know, there's a dozen of them out there.
Right.
And there's reasons for choosing the one or the other. But, you know, it's different when you're translating a classic author who's been translated several times because, first of all, every translation is a bit of an interpretation. There's no such thing as a perfectly neutral translation. You know, your sense of what that author's voice is going to be different from what any other translator thinks it is.